the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
Their music has been featured on Radio 1 and on Radio X here in the UK, and in May they come to Brighton to perform at the Great Escape Festival. That takes place from the 19th to the 21st of May, and on the phone right now I've got Luke Riley from Irish band Otherkin. Hello Luke, how are you?
I'm not too bad, how are you Anthony?
Good, not bad. So you guys have been on the go since 2013. How did you get together and form the band?
We got together because myself and one of the guys went to college together. So I met him there, and he'd been in a band previously with our guitarist Winnie. We spent a summer in Toronto all living together. And we had a load of acoustic guitars on the porch, and we just kind of thought, hey, none of us are in a band at the minute. Why don't we kind of start something up and see if we can get going? So came back, let it kind of linger for a bit, and we just found our drummer, Rob, and decided, yeah, let's just do it. So we kind of set up and just started writing songs and cracking into it.
Cool. And did it take long for you to decide on a sound then, the sound of the band?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the sound has been continually evolving in a way. Like when we started out originally, the music was it had a lot of different elements. So there was a bit of kind of like poppier stuff, but then there was also elements, I suppose, of kind of the grunge pop, which we kind of prefer now.
Yeah.
And then we put out a few releases where we kind of experiment with different things, and then we settled on a sound that we just all really enjoyed playing, and just figured, hey, let's just go with this for a while. And that's kind of more so what the current output is, that kind of high energy sort of guitar, you know, rock, pop, grunge combo thingy.
Yeah, it sounds really good. It sounds really good. The first EP you released sounds really good. How did you come up with the name of the band? Because I'll be honest, if you type in Otherkin into Google, you get very funny responses, or very funny results.
Yeah, you do indeed. We used to have a different name before we came across Otherkin, but we got a cease and desist letter from this band, I think in Boston.
Okay.
Saying basically, you know, we have this name. I think they're broken up, but they're reissuing some old stuff, so they're like, you can't use the name. We were like, fair enough, you beat us to it. Yeah. And we spent a good few months trying to come up with an alternative name. Nothing really kind of, you know, set us all alight. And then one of the guys just suggested Otherkin. We thought it sounded good, looked good, didn't really understand the meaning behind it, went with the name, and then like got bombarded with emails from people who are Otherkin. And we just still have that to this day.
It's tough.
We like the sound of the name. The meaning is something we didn't really fully comprehend at the time, but, that's the way a lot of band names work, I suppose, so
yeah,
it's all right.
It's good as well, because, you know, obviously to get a hold of you guys, you kind of have to look around, which is quite good. It's quite the thrill of the chase of finding where you are online. It's quite good.
Yeah, exactly.
So initially, your music was self-released, including your first single, I, which was nominated for the Choice Music Prize Song of the Year 2015. How did you find the whole experience of releasing it and promoting it and shooting a video for that single?
Yeah, it was funny because we went in to record the song, and it had been kind of on the back of, say, a lot of previous releases where we were, you know, putting stuff out. The reaction was okay. We were building, but nothing was really kicking off. And we're like, oh, we don't really want to put out another EP. Let's just put out a single and see how it goes. Mm. And recorded the song, arranged to do a video for it, which was a lot of fun to shoot. And then it just seemed to take off after we put it out. I mean, it slow burned for a while, but then, it got kind of shared around. When the video came out, that really gave it legs as well. And yeah, then we just figured, hey, let's just record some more and put it all together in an EP. So, it just really took off, which is great.
Yeah, and you signed a record deal as well with Ruby Works after that. Has that helped change you as a band?
Oh, definitely. I mean, being involved with those guys is just great because it's that support network that I think a lot of bands really need in order to thrive, be it from the perspective of having, say, a financial backing or even just guidance and contacts and all those kind of things that really help develop and build a band. Mm. And yeah, they've just been great. I mean, they approached us after we put out AA. They'd kind of been keeping an eye out for a bit before that, but just came to us, heard some of our other songs, figured they wanted to get involved. And yeah, it's just been fantastic having them on board. It's been a really great help to us in terms of getting the band out there.
Yeah, and you did last year because the first EP was pretty successful. That one, it was called 201. It got airplay on Radio 1 and Radio X here in the UK. How big a deal was that? Getting played in the UK as well as Ireland.
Yeah, I mean that was huge for us. From the beginning of the band, a big thing with us is that we wanted to ensure that success wasn't limited just to Ireland. Like we want to take this thing international. We want Othakin to be as big as it can possibly be. So the UK was one of the obvious first starting points for us, or stepping stone, should I say. And to get support from Radio 1 was just phenomenal. I mean, they're definitely the holy grail of, say, our radio in this kind of area.
Yeah.
Like even in Ireland, BBC Radio 1 carries a lot of weight. And to have their support too was just great. It kind of fed a lot back into Ireland too. People kind of picked up and they're like, well, these guys are getting played in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here? And then radio play kind of increased here also. And just kind of further beyond too. People are kind of getting on board because they see Annie Mac playing it. They see Hugh Stevens playing it. So, yeah, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a massive seal of approval, all right. The second EP, that's out this year, I think, isn't it? When's it out?
It's going to be out this year. It's going to be out sometime in summer. We're still kind of nailing down a release date, but we have it recorded, ready to go. Probably going to put out another single before it drops. And, looking forward to getting that out there too. It'll be our first kind of follow-up, I suppose, from 201. And, eager for people to hear it.
How different is that to the first EP then? Is it quite in the similar vein or is it quite different?
Parts of it are similar. I wouldn't say it's a huge departure in sound. I mean, we kind of settled into a sound that we're all comfortable playing and, it's something that we're keen to explore for the album also. So we didn't want to shake it up too much. There are one or two tracks on there that are a bit more left field. There's a song called Yeah, I Know, which kind of has a bit more kind of krautrock pulse to it. Okay. Which is cool. We really love playing that song live because there's a huge amount of energy in it. And then there's other songs that are kind of more in the vein of that up-tempo sort of feel-good indie rock kind of sound with a bit of garage rock in there too. So it's not going to be a huge departure from the 201, but it's early days for us anyway, so we don't feel the need to drop the guitars and pick up the synthesizers
There's a saying that you guys have and it applies to your music, and that's straight in, no kissing. Does that apply to your performing as well?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, we like to cause a ruckus when we play. it's just fun. Like when we consider, say, all the bands that we would have grown up listening to, or the concerts we went to see, like there's something undeniable about it. Just a lot of energy on stage and bringing that into the crowd too. So we like to throw ourselves around. We like to get down in the crowd, like to stand up on things and clamber around. Just for us, it's just a way of channeling the energy of the songs because they're so fast and they're so loud. And we just like to put on a show for people, I suppose.
Yeah, and you've got a few festivals already under your belts in Ireland and in the UK. How have you found the reception to that kind of straight in, no kissing energy at those gigs?
It's been great. I mean, I feel like we've been, in terms of our live show, it's stronger than it's ever been. It's something, like the music, we're constantly developing, constantly thinking, what works. And it's just been, I think we're at our strongest at the minute now. I mean, a lot of our most recent shows have been abroad, and the people over there, they just mirror that energy right on back. Like we did a gig in Amsterdam and people were up on stage, crowd surfing on stage. Like
wow.
It was just bananas. And that's what we like to see.
So you're still, the band is still based in Dublin at the moment. What's that like as a creative base for musicians at the minute?
It's great. The scene here in Dublin is just, there's so many just fantastic bands here producing great music, a wide variety of genres coming out of every single pocket of the country. And everyone's, you know, it's a community. Everyone wants to get involved with each other, help each other out, go to each other's gigs, do sound for each other, that kind of thing. So it's fantastic. I mean, I really think the world should be paying more attention to the music that's coming out of Ireland, because there's generally a lot of world-beating music here.
Now, I suppose the obligatory kind of interview question at this stage is, are you working on an album? But I'm more interested about a quote that I read from the band, from Connor. He said, "We'd never do an album until it's 12 songs that are perfect. Each one has to be a 10 out of 10. Is there a high bar set for quality control in everything you do? And is there a master plan for Otherkin?
Definitely. I mean, for us, something that we also say quite a lot is that, you know, every band only has, you know, has one debut album. It's not something you can revisit. It's not something you get a second shot at. You really have to make a statement with a debut album. So for us, you know, we have a sound that we're really fond of playing at the minute. We want to make sure that when we commit it to an album, that it's, you know, as Connor said, 12 of the best songs that you can sequence together in that specific, you know, genre of music. So, like, we write tons of songs. If something's not good enough, we just kind of forget about it, leave it alone, may revisit it if we feel there's, you know, parts worth kind of assimilating into other ones. But yeah, there's a lot of album stuff going on with us at the minute. We just want to make sure we nail it. So we're not going to put out anything or rush anything if we feel that it's substandard.
Yeah. How many 10 out of 10 songs do you think you have at this point?
At this point?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I should say yet, but we've got a good ratio going on so far. I don't want to jinx anything, you know.
Yeah. And do you get to get writing much, or when you get together, is it more rehearsing than writing?
I mean, like we have a show coming up at the minute, so yeah, currently we're doing a lot of sort of rehearsing for that. But yeah, we also do a lot of writing. I mean, we decided, once we signed the record deal, that this is going to be our full-time thing. So, yeah, we're just, we're writing a huge amount at the minute. I mean, we're practicing, you know, many days during the week and just trying to get as much stuff out there as possible. So when it comes to actually sitting down and, you know, recording demos for the album, that we have a huge bank of songs to choose from, and they're as good as they can be.
Now, this is your first time coming to The Great Escape in Brighton. How many slots do you have at the festival, or do you know, or can you tell me?
Yeah, I think I'm not entirely sure of the number. I think at the minute we have around 2 spots. Now, I couldn't tell you exactly what days or what stages, but we have around 2 spots I'm aware of at the minute. And just going to try and add as much stuff that we can do as possible while we're over there, because it's a great opportunity for any band. And, you know, the thinking for us is just to get out and do as many shows as possible to show people what we got, because, you know, that's what playing live and being in a live band is all about. So, yeah, hopefully we'll add a bit more as we go along. But I think at the minute it's around 2.
Okay. And will you be playing songs off the second EP at that gig at The Great Escape?
We will, yeah. We'll be playing a few songs from that. And then we'll also be playing kind of newer tracks that we haven't gotten around to recording yet.
Okay.
And then songs from the 201 also. So, yeah, there's going to be a good bit of material that people may not have heard, but also some stuff that people hopefully will have heard too.
That should be great. And beyond the Great Escape Festival then, how busy is your 2016 looking?
Oh, our 2016 is jammed. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I mean, we've got it's our first kind of foray into Europe, so we're doing like a lot of shows. What are we doing? We're doing Germany, we're doing Austria, Czech Republic, France, Holland. We're going all around. So, yeah, I can't wait to hit the road with the boys and just have a good time on the mainland, you know?
Yeah, get the old passports ready.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool. Luke, thanks very, very much for talking to us, and the best of luck at The Great Escape and beyond that as well with the second EP.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for me and Anthony.
Cheers.
We'll see you in Brighton.